No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so as we kick off today's edition of the big show, we're going to have to kick it off on a somewhat somber note because I got some unfortunate news about a day or so ago that a good friend of Just Plain Radio has passed away, and that'd be Dr. Bush. There at AV Doc 51, I was shocked. I was actually working a dive show all last week, and while I was there, my wife calls me and says, "Hey, you got a couple letters from the FAA," and I'm like, "Oh, beep," you know, because that's usually
those are the things you'd never want in your inbox.
Right, exactly. And she opened it up for me. It ends up all it was is to reiterate that my special issuance for my third class medical is still in effect, and you know, I got to start setting up my next round of tests, stress tests and stuff, get it to them in February and all that kind of thing. So I was kind of relieved once she opened it up because usually when you get those letters from the FAA, you're a little bummed. And so I get the letter and I get back after working all last week at this event and I, you know, see the letters myself. And no sooner than I open them up, I get a call from Dr. Bush's office. And I'm thinking, well, okay, usually when I get these letters, they get them too. And I'm figuring that's why they're calling me. And so I talk to Dr. Bush's assistant, Beth, and I give her a call. And I said, "Hey, I see you tried to call me. I assume you're calling about the letters." She goes, "Well, yes. And then some other news I need to share with you too," which was Dr. Bush has passed away. And I'm like, what? Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was obviously a shocker. It wasn't expected. I mean, Dr. Bush down there at Kissimmee Airport there at the AV Doc 51, what he was one of the coolest guys I have ever met in the aviation industry. And that says a lot, doesn't it, Dennis? I mean, you met him at Sun and Fun a few years ago. Just by accident, right? And you said, "Hey,
well,
I got
not by accident. I intentionally went to one of his presentations that he put on because I was looking for information for you
right.
on how to navigate that special issuance." And,
yeah.
You know, he was definitely the guy.
He was the guy. And you went up to him and said, "Hey, I have a special case. Someone with special needs.
Special."
Yeah. And could you help him out? And he said, "Of course. He's just that kind of guy." And sure enough, I went down to see him there in Kissimmee a few weeks later, and he kind of was my AME there for a few years. And and I'll tell you, some of my most memorable doctor's visits were with him. I mean, he was such a character and so friendly. You know, it's obviously when you're navigating this, trying to get a special issuance. In my case, it was. You know, I had open heart surgery in 2016. I'm 100%. Everything went fine. But just jumping through that hoop and getting the proper paperwork and the tests that the FAA requires is daunting, to say the least. And he and his assistant, Beth, were just a godsend to me and helped me get through this and navigate it accordingly. AOPA can help you out with that kind of stuff, too. But when you find someone you can actually talk to, go meet with, have them check you out as well, and they sign off and everything, you know, that's just a little extra peace of mind. And that's what Dr. Bush was for me. But, man, what a character. I mean, when you start talking to him about, like, the FAA and all the hoops, and, you know, and then he would kind of say, "Well, you know, your case, you know, there's no reason this should be delayed," because it did take him a lot longer for me to kind of issue that special issuance. Like, I thought it was going to be like 3 to 4 months. It ended up being like almost a year before I got it, I think, after I put in all the paperwork and we were like, "What the hell's going on?" And, you know, I had to kind of rustle the trees at the FAA, and they finally got it done, and Dr. Bush helped me you know, get it over the finish line, which is, you know, unfortunately, that's if you have a special case like me, or you're a commercial pilot and you've had some health issue. I mean, that extra red tape can really delay things for you big time, and create all kinds of potential problems. And what happens for someone like me, just a private pilot, the reason the delay was happening, according to him back in the day when we were talking about this, was that all the commercial pilots that were having little things, whether it was, you know, mental issues or physical issues or whatever, the commercial airlines would breathe down the FAA's neck and say, hey, you got to approve this pilot. We need him back in the field. And so they would get priority over a schlub like me. And therefore, my application for approval kept getting pushed down, or he would say, you just went to the bottom of the pile. And so I kept getting delayed, and, you know, there never seemed to be any reason. I wasn't making much progress there for a while. But we finally got over the hump, and a lot of it was because of his guidance. And I could never repay him enough for that. And gosh, I miss him too. But what a character. I mean, he was like World War II veteran pilot guy. He'd done all this.
He wasn't quite that far back.
Well, which one was it? He was in one of them. Which one was it? Do you remember?
Well, it was definitely Vietnam era.
Yeah, it was Vietnam. Okay. But I mean, yeah, I mean, he was your classic salty pilot. I mean, I had to be careful every time we put him on the show because I had to keep my finger on the dump button.
You know, that happens when he comes out of the Navy. I mean, he is very salty.
Exactly.
But he was very unique. He was a naval aviator first, then yep. He was a naval flight surgeon. I mean, the Navy sent him to doctor's training after he was already a pilot. And then they sent him out to be an eye doctor on top of all of that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the guy has, you know, just a varied career, you know, from being a pilot first to being a doctor and just incredible person.
Well, and plus he was on site there at those 51s. What is it? The Mustang 51?
Stallion 51.
Stallion 51.
Kissimmee, yep.
Yeah, and every time I went down there, I go, hey, you going to fly one of the classic planes? I'm like, yeah, it's on the list. It's on the list, Doc. He said, man, you got to do that. It's going to change your life, Greg. So, I mean, he was just super enthusiastic about sharing aviation and just an amazing resource, but just an all-around great person. And gosh, I miss him. And so our hearts are a little heavy, and our prayers are going out to his family and friends. Beth at the office there, you know, she was nice enough to let me know what was going on. Obviously, now I have to kind of figure out, well, what do I do now? And she kind of steered me in the right direction. So I got a flight plan in place to kind of, you know, keep me on track, so to speak. But there's some uncertainty on how things are going to settle out there in Kissimmee, but that's the last of our worries. We really just are putting this out there to let everyone know and know that we're thinking of, you know, Dr. Bush's friends and family. And if you knew him, you know what I'm talking about. And if you didn't, just say a prayer anyway, because he was such a great guy and definitely carried the torch for promoting aviation on a level that, well, was right up there with the best of the best that we've met in this industry. And we you know what? We've met some pretty amazing people over the years, haven't we, Dennis? What do you say?
Oh, yeah. You especially. I mean, you've Bob Hoover is probably one of the more memorable ones, but I would say that, you know, Dr. Bush is right up there with him.
Absolutely. So AV Doc 51, you can check out the website. I'm sure that won't change as far as doing the Mustang things and stuff like that. But what happens to the practice that was down there on site? I'm not sure. They're still trying to figure out that process. Now, what do I have to do? Well, I just got to find another AME, and they steered me towards another one here in Orlando. So I'm going to reach out to them, and hopefully they haven't gotten any kind of, you know, prerequisite news about Just Plane Radio or what you and I do on the show that would sabotage any effort of them picking me up as a patient.
Disqualify you.
Yes. That's the only caveat to this whole flight plan. But hopefully we've kept our heads, you know, down just low enough to avoid the fire. So we'll leave it at that for now and get back on track with the latest aviation news and information on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.